And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, Big D and Bubba's podcast,
oh, podcast,
the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Ah, yes, the podcast is here.
Who are you? Who are so wise in the ways of science?
I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
If you're looking to find someone, well, it just got even easier. The podcast this week sponsored by Match.com. So when you download their mobile app, you can get your matches sent directly to your phone. Oh, sorry, I got the phone thing up there. Speaking of. Also, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free. Just by going to match.com/Bubba. Again, get it all sent to your mobile app. Why wouldn't you have it all sent to your phone? That's where we live now anyway. So again, match.com/Bubba, and you can check it out today. Hi, Big D.
Hey, ma'am.
What you eating?
I'm not eating anything.
You were eating. Like 2 seconds ago, you were eating.
How'd you know that? Oh, just the devil's food itself, the peanut butter filled pretzels. Oh my gosh. I was just looking at
the
our
one from upstairs.
Yeah, I had to go steal
you
them.
Stole some.
Yeah. I was just looking at our thing that we're doing with Joe Nichols
this weekend, the boot bash.
Yeah, with the boot campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob and I are going to be in Tyler, Texas for the I'm just reading it all. Join us April 2nd.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, Rio Nietzsche's Ranch, Tyler, Texas, 4-7.
You didn't even say Nietzsche's
Ranch. Nietzsche's. What did I say, Nietzsche's?
You said Nietzsche's.
I'm so cooked full white. But it's going to be, do you know who all is going to be there?
Let's see. Joe Nichols.
You were emceeing.
Claire Bowen from Nashville. I knew she was going to be there.
Okay.
And then I think Tommy Lahren's going to be there as well.
Yeah.
So the four of us. I don't know how that's all going to work.
Is Claire sings? Is she singing?
I would hope so.
What's Tommy doing?
Singing? Just like
Tommy
we
doesn't
are.
Sing.
We're going to sing.
Oh, are we?
We're going to lead a happy birthday or something.
What is Tommy doing there, though? Do you
I
know?
Think she's just going to hang out. She's You know, she got suspended / let go from the Blaze. They're trying to figure out all this stuff with her contract. So that'll be interesting. So we'll see her and we get to talk about that.
Do you think that she wants to be there now?
I
don't think she does. I would guess that she doesn't want to do that because everyone's going to ask her
about.
Or actually, no one's going to ask her about it. We will.
I'll ask her. You will. We'll be like, what? And then most of our country friends are going to be in Vegas doing the ACM Awards.
Yeah.
We'd have probably ended up going if we had won.
Yeah. For the broadcast, they let the broadcast nominees know.
That way we know whether or not to spend all that money on hotel rooms and flights and all that.
Right. We didn't win, but that's all right.
It's cool.
Our buddy just Lon to won. Be nominated is good enough. No, it's not. We wanted to win.
We always want to win. Everybody wants to win everything.
Yeah. So
if you don't win, why play the game?
Yep.
Or if you don't want to win, why play the game?
We're not playing the game to win that though.
No, we're playing the game to win you. We love you.
Yeah. You and your money. Wait a second. We're not charging.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. We're not good at this game.
No, we lose that one. So really, we got a couple things, too. We're also going to be in Fort Smith, Arkansas, hanging out with my aunt. I think hopefully Aunt Linda will be there and a couple other family and friends. And we're going to be doing some stuff with some kite flying and all on Saturday. And
in a car show of some sort?
Yeah. And we got all that stuff going on.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Those guys are really into the cars, man.
What?
Like, they're... Like, guys who bring the cars out, and girls,
oh, yeah,
too,
yeah, yeah.
It's mainly a dude thing. But
any of those cars and coffee event type things are fun, too.
But, man, they're into it the way I wish I was into it. I'm just not. I wish. Because I would love to have, I would love to be able to go home into a garage and have music playing on an old radio and working on an old hot rod. That would be the best.
I would like
when your
that.
Kids come out in the garage. Hey, Dad, Mom says dinner's ready.
So tell Mom I'm working on the car.
All right, I'll be in there. Just you know what? Just put mine aside. Put a paper towel over it. Right? Put a paper towel over it, and I'll heat it up when I come back in. Right now, I'm I'm wrist deep into a carburetor.
Great.
Okay.
What's a carburetor?
See, I just wish that.
Hey, Carson.
I just wish that was my life. I've got a good life, but I wish that was part of it.
What, just the understanding? See, and I talked to a guy about engines and everything the other day. He's doing some kind of, I don't know what he does. He builds gaskets. And I said, man, that would be the best.
To like
be
able Easter to gaskets?
No, gaskets.
Oh.
And I said, that would be the best to be able to tear an engine down and be able to put it back together. I can tear one down, and I can lay all the pieces in order of how you took it down, and I still can't put it back together. I end up screwing it all up every single time. I've tried.
You end up with parts that you go,
I end up with stuff that I go, I don't know how this goes back on the spot where I took it off. I don't end up with leftover parts. I just end up going, how does this go on again? I am not mechanically inclined. I'm not handyman inclined either. I can't build stuff with wood except for a skateboard ramp. That's the only thing, and that's only because that was out of necessity when we were kids because we didn't have a skate park by the house and we had to build ramps.
Carson, do you think we should ask Tommy Lahren what her deal is with the Blaze this weekend?
Are you going to see?
Yeah, we're going to see her on
Saturday.
Did you
see? Did you see Carson's face?
Yeah.
She was like, oh my gosh. It's going to be awkward, right?
Well, yeah, but I... Yeah, ask her.
Yeah, you got
totally to. Totally ask her. I mean, I'm sure she'd love to know, too.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about. It's like they're in the middle of all the contract negotiations, the separation negotiation.
Yeah, get your picture with her, right?
Yeah, like of course. Get a selfie.
I mean, she's cute.
She'll make us look
really
huge.
Pretty girl.
Do you know how big we'll look next to Tommy? Because she's like 5 foot.
Yeah.
She has 5 feet.
She has five of them.
And she's teeny tiny. But yeah, totally.
But a big voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a yeller. Listen, and I'll tell her this. Yes, she's cute and all. I can't handle her.
He will tell her. That's the bad.
Yeah,
I
just can't handle her, man.
Her delivery
isn't too much.
It's not great.
No, and I agree with most of what she says. It's how she says it.
That's what I mean.
It's about this right here at Jared, right? And it's about that level, and it just keeps at that level.
And she doesn't stop. There's no...
It's called passion, people.
No, it's not. No, it's
passion.
Oh, she's reading, first off, and it's so obvious.
There are many passionate serial killers that you never hear coming.
They know how to keep it quiet.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, she is one note. Absolutely. Yeah. But, and she's obviously reading.
Maybe
she does a good job at writing her scripts that then she reads.
Maybe I just overlook it.
Yeah, because you're looking at her.
It goes back to the crazy, the whole thing. We put up with stuff.
But if we played her and you didn't see what she looked like, I'd give you about 15 seconds.
But you know what? That doesn't work for like Aaron Andrews.
What do you mean?
Aaron Andrews, would you? I won't sit through Aaron Andrews, you know, talking forever. I'll be like, punch out, bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
No, but that's a different thing.
Right,
but she's also very hot. It's not any different than what you're trying to accuse me of.
Yeah.
I can't either one. Honestly, I'll just be honest.
How's the house stuff going?
It's going well, actually.
All right, let's go down to Aaron, who's on the sidelines, talking with Carson about her house. How's it going?
Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
Hey!
Sorry.
I do love Aaron's jackets, though. Is that terrible? Like, she's on the sideline, and I'm like, ooh, where did she get that?
What jackets does
never
she have?
Noticed her
I
jackets.
Don't know. She had, like, this sparkly red thing on at one of the playoffs.
Carson just said her jacket.
We're such boys, because we're like, she wears jackets?
I know. Jackets.
I didn't know that.
Like, her wait, jackets.
That is really? Fascinating.
I do appreciate her wardrobe. But, there's a woman who's on Fox NFL Sunday who does, like, the pregame, the stuff that starts at, like, 7 a.m. or something. And, you know, you've got all the guys in their suits that sometimes they take off the jackets. And she's always in what looks like a cocktail dress, and it's just a little too much. So, could we just, like, do we really have to have her shopping in the fancy section at JCPenney?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she can come down. She can come back to, the rest of us.
Looks like she should have a corsage on.
Yeah. Like, that somebody should be escorting her to a prom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, I appreciate that you're a woman and
going to the IHOP
we're dressing
afterwards.
Her up, but hitting up the Waffle House after.
I actually went to an IHOP not too long ago.
Oh, Bubba
and it was so good. I texted Big D. I was like, dude. I said, when's the last time you went to an IHOP? And he said, long time. And I said, man, go there and get the crepes. I had the chicken Florentine crepes, I think is what it's called. It was better than the crepes.
So you went to the
had.
International House of Pancakes and yes. had chicken Florentine crepes.
Yes, and it was better than the crepes I had in Montreal, Canada, in some swanky place that up until then was the best crepes I'd ever had. I was like, man, IHOP just trumped Canada.
Oh. America, we do everything better.
For days. Out of nowhere. Like, we'll be like sitting here at the in the studio. Man, I got to tell you.
Those crepes.
Those crepes. Did I tell you about those? Yeah, you did. Did you see the... Yeah, you sent me the picture. They were unbelievable.
I did send him a picture. That's how you know it's good. When you get a picture of somebody's food, they're feeling it.
Anyway, how's your house?
It's coming along nicely. Yeah. We're putting it on the market, hopefully, in the next week or so.
If somebody doesn't know, your house has been hit three times in the past year. Mm-hmm. Just even a couple month window, not even a whole year.
Yeah, 10 months.
Three times in 10 months, a car has run in, different cars.
Yeah, different cars.
Have run into our house.
Not the same ex-boyfriend or anything.
Different drivers and everything. It's pretty crazy.
Yep.
So you're putting it on the market.
Yeah, so I actually called a friend of mine yesterday, and we were on the phone for an hour, and I said, I realize I've been so out of touch, and I am so sorry, because honestly, I go home, and it's, what can I do in the house? What needs spackling? I put up a backsplash the other day. I'm
what?
Repainting.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jeez. Doing everything I can
so hot.
To spruce.
It is, right,
Appreciate
Bubba?
You.
It is, very
Appreciate
much
you.
So.
Oh, I'm out. I'm mulching and yeah. planting stuff.
The HGTV ladies to me are hot. Even like the guys, I think, are hot. I mean that by going, not in like an attractive
yeah.
thing. I go, man, that is something that turns people on.
That's like DIY and HGTV. Yeah. I watch all those dudes.
When somebody can just go in and make stuff, you go, hot.
Oh, like the tiny house guy, Zach, who's like, I made this table that also converts into a bike rack and it'll cook spaghetti for you. And I think, you are the perfect man. Are you married? What's going on? And he could look like a troll. He doesn't, but if he did.
He doesn't.
But even if he did, again, he'd still be sitting at a solid 7 because of those skills.
I was in there I took this tiny house. It's a sofa that turns into a. Sorry, I had the transformer. I had to go and throw the transforming sounds.
But,
I did all that for that.
Yeah, so I've been doing all that and. Just trying to shape it up. The first realtor that came in, because I have another one coming, he was very impressed. But the first thing he said was, so what are we doing with all this clutter? Don't worry, bro. I'm moving it. I'm going to haul everything into the garage and get rid of it. And
are you cluttery?
I'm not. I live with my brother, and he has stuff. He has a lot of stuff. And I've been saying to him for like 3 weeks, going, dude, we need to move this. This
it's
needs
get
to
out
get,
of here.
Yeah, it needs to, because the, you know,
the house will look bigger.
Yeah, he's got like a, he has a massive vinyl collection, and that alone takes up a wall and a half. And I go, we got to move the records out of the way. And then we have a home studio, and he's got 7 guitars lined up and an electronic drum kit and a keyboard. And I'm like, we can't have this. This needs to go. And by the way, when was the last time you actually played music? So you're not in a band.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I walk in, I'm like
a little harsh.
Well, you know what? I want out. I don't want to live with him anymore. I don't want to live in this house anymore.
Oh, wait, you guys aren't gonna live together anymore?
No. Oh my gosh, no.
Wow, that's
this was a cute experiment 20 years ago. Or I mean it wasn't that long, but it just feels like because you know, he's literally known me his entire life. I had 3.5 glorious years where he didn't exist. But but no, it's just, again, enough is enough. We need our own space. It worked for a while, but now it's, okay, let's roll on out of here.
Who gets the dogs?
Oh, they're my dogs.
Okay.
I mean, he takes care of them, which is lovely and everything, but no, those are my pups.
So what are you looking for? Like, what kind of house? Or apartment, or what are you doing?
Condo.
Something that doesn't get hit by a car.
Yeah.
That is my first question out of the gate. How many times has this dwelling been hit by a car? If they start with 0, all right, we're going to go
from
there.
That's a plus.
I would like stairs, because right now I live on a it's a one floor house.
Right.
It's like
awesome.
I hate it.
As someone with stairs,
oh,
let me tell
I
you.
I want stairs.
It's terrible. First of all.
You'll never go up there.
No, like I want a bedroom on a second floor.
Oh no, I'm telling you.
I like the divider.
We're going to tell you what you like.
I hate it. We are due to have had a bunch of places of living. And I hate stairs. I hate having to go up and down those things. I hate having to worry about people falling. That's one. I don't know.
But it'll be me.
Have you ever fallen down the stairs?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People I went to junior high with can tell you. It was Halloween. I was dressed, I forget what I was, but I had a strapless dress on. And I fell down the stairs and the top of my dress fell down as well. And I couldn't figure out why.
In front of anyone?
Oh, it was in between periods. So all the guys rush to my aid and I can't figure out what's going on. And then one of my friends is like, excuse me, and like pulls the dress back on.
Here, Janet Jackson, put
yeah,
this back on.
Hey, like, how are you?
Wow.
Like 12 years old. But yes. Yeah, so, I'm a klutz. Absolutely. But I like the idea of having like the living areas on the first floor and having like a bedroom on the second floor.
Well, okay.
But we'll say.
That's you. Go ahead. Do whatever you want.
Rule number one is, will you let me have my dogs? Then we're cool. And secondly, how many times has this place been hit by a car?
Yeah.
Right there. We're batting 1,000 if they say you can have your dogs and no, this place has never been hit. We're good. I'm not that fussy.
Yeah.
So.
You want to come home and be able to have a glass of wine and watch your favorite show.
You know.
And maybe have a nice little dish of IHOP. Crepes, chicken Florentine.
I mean, I think I'm going to go with the pancakes.
I don't know if it was chicken Florentine.
Because it says pancakes in their name.
It was chicken something crepes.
My parents go to IHOP like twice a week.
You'll have to tell them about
it. They have a specific waitress there. And every time, I guess, that you get a receipt or something, if you fill out a survey, you get another 10% off. So it's this never-ending cycle of like, well, we got a coupon. Let's go to IHOP. Then they give them another one.
My wife and I, we went to IHOP. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her on the phone. Because I'm telling you, we – what, Big D? You're like, are you really about to call your wife?
Did somebody just open a beer?
I opened a Diet Coke.
Oh, I could have used that.
You think Claire Bowen and Tommy are going to get along?
Nope.
You don't think they will?
I don't see that.
Oh.
I don't either.
Have you ever spent time with Claire?
Mm-mm. Just on the phone.
Okay.
No, they're not. All right. Hey, we're calling someone. What's going on here? Let's go to the sidelines and talk to Holly. Holly.
I like your jacket, Holly.
Thanks, Holly. Now, here we are. Second quarter is beginning and...
She's not going to answer.
Hey.
I'm calling.
Didn't we have her on the phone? Didn't we talk to her once?
Yeah. Remember the day we did the, she's not answering, so it just went to voicemail. No, I was going to tell you, we had the best, you were saying how the waitress, your parents mm-hmm. We had the best waitress there. Probably the best waitress I have had in 3 years.
Oh, no
at
kidding.
At the IHOP. And I'm like, man, this was such a good, pleasant experience. They even redid their logo and it's got a smiley face in it now.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. They need to be a sponsor of the show because I'm telling you, I could honestly pimp them and say I appreciate what they do and what they have done.
I'm trying to see. I'm calling.
Is this someone plugged
in? Just plug that in. Who are you calling?
I don't think they're there.
Nobody's ever there.
Calling Claire Bowen.
Your call has been forwarded to
No. Yep. No, that was Joe. I was going to ask Joe if he thought they were going to get along.
Of course, you know, Joe's going to say, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets along. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good Joe.
What?
That was my best. You kind of have to sound a little.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Hello. They're going to get along. I can't do
nah,
it.
He's
now.
Like an old man now.
Yeah. Now I can't do it. I had it for a moment there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you will, you'll get out of the house.
Yep.
And you ever got into a house that you thought was haunted?
I've actually lived in a couple of older houses, but I didn't feel that any of them were haunted.
Big D was in a haunted
building last weekend.
Yeah, that was crazy, man.
They wanted me to go. They're like, hey, we're going to the haunted building. You want to come? Nope. Nope. This Bubba don't do hauntings.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was weird, man. That was a weird one. You know, I've never had an experience like that.
Yeah, you did the one with Charlie.
I know. Let me finish.
Oh. Well, you said you've never had one.
I know. There was a comma there, but you couldn't see it. And maybe I should do it in the air.
air commas.
I've never had an experience like that, until, I guess, 5 years ago? Was it 5 years ago, Bubba?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where I saw that, where we had the weird thing where the guy turned the light switch off.
You say the guy. There was nobody there. There was no, guy
I meant
there.
The guy ghost. Is
they
what I
asked
meant.
The ghost, hey, because it was supposedly haunted by Charlie, the old engineer. Mm. Hey, Charlie, can you turn that light on or off or whatever y'all said?
Off.
Click.
Light switch off. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were three of them in the building, and they all kind of looked at each other, kind of like,
did that just start?
Well, all right. Let's go.
Same guy, Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's so same creepy.
Dude. Yeah. We went to the old building, the old studios, and I'm not old. I mean, they still use them for some things, but, and walking down the hall. I mean, just walking the hall. He said he would walk, he would be working at night, turn off all the lights. You know, he's a manager, so he's, you know, they're weird about saving the company mm-hmm. money and all that stuff. And he would turn off all the lights, get in his car, look at the building, and all the lights are on.
Oh, nope.
Now, who?
Nope.
And he would go back in and turn them off.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Well, he's the
got a warning.
He's a nutcase. Like, they go into this building, and, like, there's this door that opens up on the video. You see Mark's son closes the door, and then, like, it opens on its own. So mm-hmm. they go over there, and Mark goes, you know what I just thought of? This door can't open on its own because it takes a key card to swipe to get in.
Nope.
And he proved it by stepping in the door by himself, shutting it. So we don't know what side the ghost is on. I'm telling you.
That's what Bubba thinks.
The one thing.
You know what, though? He's not wrong.
Yeah. The one thing I think of when I think of any haunting is, why would you separate yourself from the group?
Yeah, that's when it goes bad.
That's when it goes bad. That's how it
always
works.
They never attack groups.
So he gets on the other side. Look at this. Shaky, 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 shaky. And he's like, I can't open it without the key card.
In that office just down the hall from where that door is.
It's insane.
And on the video, I was videoing. Because I was kind of videoing a bunch of stuff, like, randomly. And there's some other things that happened that weren't.
Well, they were going to fake. They tried to fake.
Yeah, we tried to fake one for Bubba.
Because mm-hmm. I didn't want to go. They were going to fake a scare. And then this happened.
And then it actually
happened. About 10 minutes later. So when on the video, you hear it sounds like a latch, like a latch on mm-hmm. a door. And I matched that sound to when Mark went around and goes, you know, I'm just thinking. And he shut the door and then opened it again. I matched that click, that latching sound to what mm-hmm. we heard down the hall. And they're the exact same sound.
Oof.
There was no doubt that the door was shut.
Tried to fake.
Here
we go. I have the actual video here.
They were going to fake
hold on. I'm getting.
And then it actually. Yeah, you're getting the Facebook.
Getting the Facebook thing because I have to have it on in case people say there's sound issues. All right, here we go. This is the video.
The one that I use.
Oh, yeah, here it is. This is where I found the two of our moon balls.
Yeah.
It's a great, great office there you got here, Mark.
Thank you.
Do you hear the light?
Yes.
Thank you.
When he says thank you, the door, mm-hmm. it's a great office you have here, Mark. Thank you. And at that moment, you hear the click of the door.
Great office there you got here, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's probably from here to.
Oh, yeah. We can actually on the video. It's probably what a good
decorated in my system.
20 feet.
Yeah, it's from here to the green room.
Yeah, I shut it.
Yeah.
No, a door just shut. Did you hear that?
I shut it.
Yeah, and there you go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to be. You can't. Nah.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was a. I don't know. I had a, you know, I had that thing happen 5 years ago with the with the Charlie and the light switch. When I went home, I slept okay. That night, I didn't sleep okay.
Well, this place was apparently haunted by like a little girl. Like they see a little girl every once in a while, or like they'll be walking down the hall and there's a mirror, and they're like, doo, 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 and you look in the mirror and there's somebody behind you.
There's a dude.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that one was, and I told Mark. He and I, you know, when you have an experience like that, a common experience, you find yourself talking about it afterwards to that mm-hmm. person. And so Mark and I were talking or texting back and forth and throughout the night. And I just felt like I was in my hotel room and I just felt like someone was watching me.
Still.
And I just had a weird thing. So...
And he gets back and he tells me about all this. I'm like, I'm like, dude, you better. He goes, I just prayed.
Because I was like, oh my,
to get this.
And yeah. I felt better.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you need to get off the airplane tomorrow and go straight to church and have your preacher pray this thing off of you, man.
Yeah. So, but Mark was like, yeah, that's definitely a darker thing there. A darker...
Like the Charlie thing, you guys did not feel like it was ominous or anything like that. But this...
No, this one we felt it was kind of... I don't know if it was... I don't know. It was different. It was just different. It was a little darker.
And I'll tell you what, I haven't seen or experienced anything in a very long time.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
I don't want to.
You ever been in a station where you had weird things happen?
My college radio station. Actually, because I went to the University of Mississippi, founded in 1848, before the Civil War. And when the Civil War happened, there was a battle somewhat nearby.
I thought the Civil War was going on now.
Well, I mean, if you go to Ole Miss, it still kind of is. Oh. but we had a cemetery on site in campus from the battle that a bunch of soldiers were buried in. And we also... Where the radio station was the journalism building, which was the site of the morgue. It was the dead house.
Yeah.
So next door was the hospital where they would bring the injured soldiers, and then they would bring them over to this area when they died. And so here, and it wasn't the same building. They scrapped that one and built this new one, but it was still older, and I'm down in the basement and, you know, college radio, like, because I want to be in radio. Absolutely. I'll take that Saturday midnight shift.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, like an idiot and a girl alone. That right there is creepy. But it's in the basement and it's just me and, you know, I mean, I'm locked in. Nobody's getting into the place, but man, walking
down
that hallway.
You're locked in.
Yeah, every once in a while I'd walk down that hallway and there was that creepy feeling of just something or someone, like you're like, something's here. And I never saw anything. I never heard anything. But, and you could attribute to it's a Saturday night. It's midnight. I'm alone. But, I mean, it was bright. It's not like some dark cave. It was like we had, you know, the overhead fluorescent
but
lights.
But it was just creepy.
It was just a hum, creepy, creepy place.
That hum of fluorescent lights also is very
off-putting.
Yeah,
that doesn't help. You're right. Yeah.
Always going on. Oh, I hate fluorescent lights.
But that's the...
Ghosts live in fluorescent lights. That's what I hear.
Oh, well, maybe they're...
Here,
well,
no fluorescent lights.
Nice!
Our bathroom might be haunted, however. That's the only room in the entire building with fluorescent.
No, so that was... Otherwise, most of the stations I've worked at, they've been creepy, but for other reasons.
Because of the guy before you?
Yeah.
No, Bubba's got the best story of the guy. You heard his?
Which one? There was a couple things that I experienced, and again, like I said, it's been a long time.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but the one
stairway guy?
Yeah, that's the best to me.
Yeah, I was at this radio station. It was built in the 30s, and it was beautiful Art Deco, just a gorgeous 10,000-square-foot building, and it was back in the day when they used to do radio shows, like with live studio audiences, and they had a stage and microphones set up and all this beautiful stuff.
That is cool.
And it was in the backside of the building. So when you walk in the building immediately, you go up these gorgeous, ornate marble stairs. And as you get up to the top, there's a ticket booth, like a real window, like in the old days. And then you could see into the studio on one side. You could see into the green room, which is where guests go, like in a holding position. And then you had the AM radio station studio on the other side. So as you're walking up the stairs, you can see into the other rooms. The higher you go, it's like you see more and more of what's above, you know, what's on the next stair. So I'm walking up, and let me rewind a little bit. The station had sold the building and had moved into a new building. So we would do our radio show at one building. Then when your shift was over, to do any commercials or whatever you had to do, any production work, you had to drive across town to the old building. Well, when I would go, I would get off at 10 o'clock at night. So when I would go, the old building was empty. And I never really, I mean, I knew stuff had gone on there before and I had seen stuff, but I never felt like in danger. I never felt anything like that. But I would walk in and immediately flip on every light, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I flip on a bunch of lights and I'm walking up the stairs. And as I'm going up, I look into the green room and I realize there's a person standing there. He's got his back kind of like to me like this. And I'm thinking it's a burglar. or a squatter or something, because the building at this point was virtually empty. So I kind of freeze. I've got like four steps to go until I get to the top, and I kind of freeze, and I'm only maybe 20 feet from him. And he turns like this. I'll do this. He goes. We make that initial eye contact, and then he vanishes. Like, didn't run, didn't go, whoop, didn't duck. He disappeared. Oh. And he was wearing a brown sport coat, maybe a suit, I don't know, a brown fedora. I don't remember anything about his face. I don't remember his eyes. I know we looked at each other, and that was it. And I ran like a chicken that just got let out. I was like, gone. I went across the street to the security guard at the bank across. I'm like, man, has anybody in the building? Check your cameras. Nothing. And I called the boss, and I said, hey, man, I'm not going back in there.
Nope.
This is what happened tonight. And he's like, well, you need to. It's your job. And I said, well, no, it's not my job. If it's my job, then I quit. Oh, no, don't quit. I said, I'm not going back in that building.
Wow.
I said, I'll go in if you go with me. But I said, I'm not going in by myself at 10:30 at night with a bag of Taco Bell. And I'm not going to die that way. So that was it. I never had to go back in there again.
Oh.
But he said he would see, it being on the air, there'd be a mirror in front of him.
Well, it's like this. See how Patrick's window right here, is in his office? When his lights are on, there's no, you see into Patrick's office.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the same way. We had a traffic director who would sit there and give on the westbound, this is going on. Well, their window was like that, and I could look in to see them. We could make eye contact. But at night, I didn't have to do traffic.
Right.
So I would turn that when the light in that room off, so it would be almost like a mirror, so I could see behind me and the reflection of what's coming up behind me. Because again, like I said, anything that comes up the stairs was to my rear when I was on the air. So I used it as a mirror to see people, and I would see people walking up into. Now we had security cameras in the studio and all that. I would see people walking up the stairs and turning left down the hall on a regular basis, and I would see them walking up the stairs and I'd go, whoop,
nope,
nobody there,
nope.
The thing is, the hallway was also a dead end. It led to two places. It led to the locked soundstage where they used to do the old-time radio shows and a bathroom. I would see them walk down that way. I would run out and go straight into the bathroom because that's the only place a person could go
and never,
unless they could pass through walls.
And never pass anybody.
Nobody. I would see it all the time. That place was weird.
Nope.
So it was bought by a church and they were going to make a school out of it.
Oh.
It was in 444, for anybody who knows anything about Baton Rouge, 444 Florida Boulevard used to be this beautiful radio building. It's a parking lot now.
Mm.
The church bought it to make a school out of it, and within 6 months, it was a parking lot.
No kidding.
I think the church went in there and went, I think we're good. We need some parking.
We out.
More than we need a school. This building is bad.
Ooh, yuck.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I'm on Google Maps looking at it right now.
444? I wish they had the old pictures. I mean, but it's been a parking lot for a long time now. Yeah, man. Not good.
God, so crazy.
Nope. Mm-mm.
That is so crazy. And there are people who have ghosts or spirits in their house, and they just live with it.
Yeah. No.
Sell.
Yeah, right.
Get out. I just don't. Now, can you watch scary movies?
Some of them. It depends on, like, I don't like a lot of the gore, like a Hostel and Saw, but I like Halloween. Like, I love the Halloween movies and I guess cheesy 80s slasher.
What about things that have to do with the paranormal or the demonic?
I'll be honest. I kind of chicken out of those because they're a little too. There's too much realism in a lot of them.
Yep.
And it's not even saying that I necessarily believe in it, but it's especially because a lot of them have kids. And I get really weird when stuff is happening to kids. Like I don't like
Children
that.
Children of the Corn?
Children of the Corn. Well, even The Exorcist and.
Yeah, like when a kid's by themselves at the house.
Yeah. Amityville Horror. It's weird stuff. And I don't like it when it's like kids and animals and. And when it's because you watch Halloween or you watch Friday the 13th, it's kind of cartoony almost.
Right.
And so it's
right.
It's don't worry, you get the Like, I didn't know Jason was going to come out of there. You get the little shock out of it.
Right.
But
it's not, it's a deeper.
Yeah.
I watched, when everyone was gone, I was by myself at the house. And that's the only time I can ever watch stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. and I don't really like it either. I kind of like the fact that I'm kind of getting scared, but I don't like, you know, it's weird. It's like, I like it, but I don't like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Right.
And so what's the movie, guys, where they move into a house, it's a married couple. I think they have a baby, and they move into a house and it's haunted and they have cameras set up.
Paranormal activity.
All right. Have you guys seen it? No. I know Bob hasn't seen it.
I have watched scenes, but I can't sit and watch the whole thing. It creeps me out.
Is that the one where they have the witch that's hanging from the tree? I've watched some of that one. I don't know which one
it's,
that
it's
is.
It's people basically with night cameras set up
yeah.
because weird stuff is happening in their
this
house.
This is different then.
So there's a scene.
I think of the people that died in the house. I go straight to Beetlejuice. That's my scary movie.
There's a scene where they have the camera set up in the bedroom. It's a night, and it switches over to night vision. And it just kind of sits there, and they go to sleep. And in the middle of the night, they kind of fast forwards.
Yeah, they time lapse.
Yeah, it's going really fast. And then it stops at like 2:18 or something. And you see the guy, I think it's the guy, gets out of the bed, and he stands up, and he just stands up.
The dad?
Yeah, the guy.
Okay. The husband, yeah.
and he walks around to the side of the bedroom where the girl, his wife, is. And he just stands there and looks at her. And doesn't move. And just stares at her. And then they fast forward it again. They time lapse it. And he's standing there for 3 hours. Not moving. Standing there. Looking at her. And for some reason, that freaked... I got goosebumps now.
Yep.
For some reason, that freaked me out more than...
Than the stuff
than
jumping
the other
out?
Stuff. Yeah. It was kind of like...
Like something had gotten...
What was that?
What was that? What
no.
was that?
No, it was a chair.
Oh, don't do that to me. I'm like, crap. What? You suck! You suck!
That was a chair.
I'm like, what the frick just happened?
Bubba's so great. Everyone needs a Bubba. Everyone needs to be a little pocket Bubba. You just take him with you.
I am that guy. You go to the movie theater, and I'm like, no, don't go in there. I talk to movies. I do it all.
Yeah. But, well, that was all for that, Bubba. I just you know.
Just the big old setup.
You suck.
Well, like, I'm the worst because I'll do ghost tours and stuff if I go to a city and they offer ghost tours.
Yeah.
And because usually you get some good history with it.
Yeah.
It's some interesting history. So I'll do that. But I'm the one who's just like, I keep the smile on my face and hey, it's cool. If there's a ghost here, I'll believe in you. You don't have to prove it.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like sing song at the ghosts and like skip through the halls like everything's happy. You don't need to come talk to us. It's okay. I'm just here for the historical value of the tour because it's a cool thing, but I don't want to be creeped out.
Well, that's why I don't watch scary movies because I don't want. I'm up all the. I'm like half narcoleptic or what? What is it? No, narcoleptic's when you sleep.
Insomniac.
Yes. So I wake up at dumb times in the middle of the night and I just walk around my house. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Let me go check on the fish. Let me go look at the dogs. See if the cat's okay. You know. Let me go clean the litter box. I mean, I do dumb stuff just to get myself tired again. And I don't want to walk around my house with all the lights off and be afraid.
Nope.
It just really, I don't even want to feel slightly uncomfortable because it's my house. It's my place of safety.
Did I tell you guys when I went to the Bell Witch Cave?
No.
The Bell Witch is the only verified paranormal haunting in the history of our country because President Andrew Jackson said, I saw or felt or whatever the Bell Witch. So that's the only... like legitimized ghost because of the president. It's a whole weird thing, but
that's not true, but okay, go ahead.
No, they
I know.
Oh, I was thinking this whole,
I saw it 3 days ago.
Yeah. So. But a friend of mine wanted to go and it's about 45 minutes outside of Nashville, kind of toward Kentucky. And there's a cave where supposedly the Bell Witch lived. Now, you guys know me, and I'm kind of...
I'm actually going caving out that way. I wonder if I was in that cave. That's not good.
Well, I'm kind of... And here's the thing. You're saying I'm going caving. I think Scooby-Doo. you know they would see like the big mouth cave and you go like 3 feet in and there's the old man that's masquerading as a sea monster? I don't realize for caves, you're actually going through and inside these little tunnels and crevices.
Crawling at points, right. Climbing,
so I think we're
rappelling.
Going to the Bellwitch Cave, and I think we're going to get this giant open mouth cave where we just go inside and, huh, wow, it's a Bellwitch Cave. So I wear flip-flops. And my friend's like, what are you doing wearing flip-flops? I don't know. I'm like, we're just going to a cave. She's like, yeah, we're going to a cave. Well, so you go into the Bellwitch Cave, and it's this super narrow tunnel, and then it gets into a room, and then there's another narrow tunnel, and you get to this back room where supposedly they
found...
That's
like the room where it opens up?
Yeah, where they found artifacts or whatever. So we're in the middle of this cave, and I'm in flip-flops, and I'm an idiot. And I mean, that's just, I mean, because like, at this point, I'm trying not to die because rocks are slick. And all of a sudden, and, yeah, the tour guide has given us the whole deal about the Bellwitch, and here's the history. And she's telling us something spooky, something scary. And all of a sudden, the lights in the cave go out.
No.
And I go, nice effect. The tour guide freaks out. But that's not supposed to happen. Shunner radio. We've lost power. We've lost power. And I'm like, oh no.
You don't think that's part of it? Like it's the whole.
It's not. Because I guess legally or from a liability standpoint, yeah, to have 20 people in a back of a cave with no power, not a good idea. So I'm thinking this is all part of the show. That this
and
is
you're
just,
like really thinking they're doing a good
and
job.
And I'm like, I'm like, I've been to Disney World. I've been through the Haunted Mansion. I see what you're doing here. And oh no. So now it's a matter of, y'all, we got to find a way out of here. So we all had to take our cell phones and use the light to shine to get us back through these two like tunnels in the caves to get back out there.
Nope.
And they meet us at the front and like, we're so sorry. We'll offer you refunds. Or, well, we have candles. If you guys want to take a candlelit tour of the haunted cave.
No.
And they couldn't figure out a reason why the power was just out there. Yeah. And
is that where they blow it out?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I've seen that trailer.
Hello, yeah. Carson.
And I'm like, my friend goes, well, that'd be cool. We could take a candle.
Your friend sucks.
And I'm like, and I'm trying to be cool. I'm like, well, okay, that way I can say I took a candlelit tour. And then I go, wait a minute. Flip-flops, and now we're gonna hold a candle, so I really can't see what
you're the one who's gonna trip and fall.
Yeah,
and that's the one the monster
thought
gets.
More about it, and I go, all right, let's say that the Bellwitch is actually a thing. Let's say she's really, you know, she's here, she's not happy we're in her
turned off the lights because she wants us out.
So why am I gonna go back in with a candle? And so I was like, you know what, we're noping on out of here. They're like, do you want a refund? No, you keep my money. That's cool. Like I'm
that's
out
a great
the door.
Experience.
Yes, that's your payment for being stupid.
Yeah.
Dreama says on Facebook, she says, when we lived in Hawaii, we would always hear our kids' toys go off. We would turn them off before bed and then hear them turn back on, even the ones without batteries. What? Then we would also hear kids giggling in the baby monitor, even though our kids were asleep and none of our neighbors had monitors. Our daughter would be in her room alone and just start saying hi and giggling. And we found out later that a little boy and a girl were killed in that house right after World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw somebody who said that they were at they had a small child, and she went there with that little kid's mother, who's their friend. And they spent the night it was like an older home. And they had baby monitors that they brought with them. They make video baby monitors now. And so they put them up in the corner and whatnot.
Like on Paranormal Activity.
Just like on, yeah. And so she goes, I got up in the one morning. It was, kind of early-ish. And like 6 in the morning or so. And she goes, and I saw my friend was in there taking care of the baby. She was kind of over, because I just remember she was over and she was kind of bending down to get the baby. And she goes, and she was that friend who always gets up early and dresses super cute so that like she comes out looking super cute and everyone else looks like, you know, bleh.
Yeah.
And
she's a one upper.
And she's like, oh my gosh, she's already dressed up. She had like a white dress on and she's already trying to be, you know, super cute and I hate her and blah, blah, blah. So they get to breakfast and she's like, I know she's not wearing that. And I go, she said, did you change? No. He goes, I saw you in the monitor. You were getting the baby. No, I didn't.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Nope.
No. It was wasn't
nope.
Any person.
Nope. 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 No way. Mm-mm.
This building here makes noises. I don't
it's
know if you've ever been.
It just
it's not haunted.
Noise.
Yeah,
it makes noises.
I've never...
No, none of us feel like this place is haunted. We have scriptures built in. Like when we built the place, there's scriptures in the walls behind all the soundproofing.
I didn't
and all.
Know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you guys are good.
Yeah, there are scriptures, oh, I like prayers of protection, all kinds of stuff. Get out, Satan. You ain't welcome.
It's on the sheet wall behind. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's all over the place.
Oh, I like that a lot.
So as the walls were going up, we're like...
Oh,
hey,
yeah, that's real.
Mm-hmm. Little Jesus wall, too.
Yes, yes, please.
So, but like you'll be in here sometimes, and I'm in here a lot editing or doing whatever, and I'll be sitting here and I'll hear like out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Or that there's a fire escape on the back, and I'll hear clang, clang. And it'll be real quiet. Hear that again. I'm like, God. This building, I think it just has like creaks and stuff, like whenever it expands and contracts, but it freaks me out sometimes.
Well, yeah, it's just an unexpected noise.
Yeah.
When you're especially when you're here by yourself and it's Bubba.
Or I'll be here by myself on like a Sunday night and I'll be sitting here, and you know, it's dark and right there I have a blind spot because my computer monitors are so bright in my face, I can't see the door.
Mm.
And I'll just be sitting here and somebody go, hey, and I'll be like,
oh my gosh.
You know, it's like some, you know, the cleaning crew or whatever. You mind if I turn the vacuum on? I'm like, yeah.
Anytime I go anywhere, I'm not light-footed anyway, but I try to make as much noise as possible because I never want to be the one that scares somebody. And I wish people would do that for me.
I think they'd love it. I think they come in on purpose and do it because it's funny. Big D lives to scare people.
Oh my gosh. It's the best.
What are you doing?
What's that?
What are you? Oh, stop with the noises.
I did that too. We had we were in Oshkosh, Wisconsin for the air show.
And we always rent houses. You know, when you're there, you rent a house because there's not enough hotel rooms in Oshkosh.
So we rented this house and it was
creepy.
Something was up about it.
Like there was four of us staying in the house, and all four of us are like, "Let's just sleep here and get out."
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
You know what was weird about it? The basement was the creepiest thing ever.
It was like a movie set. The doors. You get this. The doors had latches to go in, like the door that you go to the bedroom. They had latches on the outside. Where you could lock the door.
And lock people in. Why would you need that?
Well, we started thinking, unless they rent out rooms. And then that way, when you leave, you lock your own room. And you leave for the day, and you come back, and you unlock your door.
Yeah, but somebody else, but it's to the outside.
Yeah.
Somebody would still.
I've never understood that.
They don't have the key. But they don't have the key.
No, I've heard tales of like child abuse and stuff. Where they say they find locks on the outside so you can, like, lock a kid in a room, which is just gross and awful. That's scary.
Well, one of the guys, John, he got the kid's room. Actually, there was a kid's room. It was like a little baby. But there was, like, a crib, and then he had a mattress on the floor, and he was sleeping on the, like, floor. And so he was in the bathroom down the hall brushing his teeth. And so I went in and I put my phone, I pulled up the sound of kids like laughing, like a little baby laughing, kind of a.
Would you do that?
And
really?
I put it under a pillow in the crib and then I got out of the room. So when he comes in there, you know, it wasn't loud. It's like when you walk in the room, you don't hear it.
Right.
You know, you're kind of talking. He's talking to me in the hallway. I'm like, yeah, because he sees me, so he knows I'm not in there. And. He gets in there and I go, all right, I'll see you tomorrow, man. We got an early start. Okay, man, sounds good. He goes in, he shuts his door, and it's all quiet. And I hear him getting down on the ground on the floor, and he's getting in bed.
Yeah, because the beds were on the floor.
Yeah. And then I hear, right back up, stepping up, door opens. My door opens, and he goes, is that you? And I go, am I what now? He says, no. And he's got my phone in his hand. I love that stuff, man.
I had a friend when I was in, I think it was like sixth or seventh grade, and my best friend at the time, she lived at the bottom of the hill that we lived on, and her parents, they were little nice folks, but they were a little weird. And one day we were in her bedroom playing video games or something, and she had locked her room, and we thought we heard like her dad come home or something. We're hearing someone come up the stairs, and all of a sudden, so somebody's knocking on the door, and she's like, "What's up, Dad?" Nobody answers. Keeps knocking on the door. "Dad, this isn't funny." Knock, knock, knock. And then starts pounding. And we're like 12 years old.
Right.
And so then finally he's like, "It's me." And we open the door and he's like, "That's a good lesson. Never answer the door if you don't know who it is, even if it's your bedroom." And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
Again, I still remember that to this day.
Her dad was Bubba.
I was thinking,
golly, it scarred you. That's bad. I didn't realize the things I do are going to scar my kids.
Like, there had been a story on the news about like 80 towns away. It didn't happen anywhere near where we were, but that somebody, there was like a home invasion and somebody died or something. And I think we'd been talking to her parents about it a few days before, like when I was sleeping over. And then, that's a good lesson. Never answer the door. Like, come on, man. And this, you know, we don't have cell phones. Like, there's no internet for us to get online. Like, help me out here. Oh, my gosh. What a terrible human being. I see him pop up on her Facebook now, and I just want to yell at him.
Just go knock on his door.
I'm like, where do you live?
You could do the old the old Pee Wee Herman with the knocking door that knocks on its own. You see where he's
yeah.
Pee Wee?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. When you said that, my mind went to that little,
that would have been cooler.
Hello, Pee Wee.
Hey, hello. Francis.
Hey, Francis. It's my birthday, and my daddy said I can have anything I want. Good for you. And you know what I want?
Your bike.
Your bike. It's not for sale.
You actually know that better than I do.
The large Marge sheet still freaks me out.
Large Marge, I skip even today.
I know. No way.
Yes, I do. When she turns and the claymation and
it just
shows up at the diner. Large Marge sent me.
And they all stop.
Large Marge thing?
It is still a scary scene. I don't care who you are. It's freaky.
What's the girl's name who goes to Paris?
Girl who goes to Paris.
Hey, Pee-wee, it's...
Oh, Dottie?
No.
I thought Dottie was the one.
Dottie's like the girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh. You don't want to...
I'm a loner.
I'm a loner.
A rebel.
Dobro Dottie.
Dottie, a rebel.
There's things you shouldn't know about me. Things you couldn't know about me.
God, what's that girl's name? Anyway, we're done.
It's like nobody cares.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. And I'm Googling.
I know. I'm about to pull up my phone. Google.
Hey, Pee-wee. Guess what? Guess where I'm going? I'm going to Paris. Oh, that's great, Simone.
Simone! Oh! Welcome to Paris!
That's right.
Look at
au revoir,
you.
Simone. Au revoir, Pee-wee. Guess where I am? Where? I'm at the Alamo. Listen. The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. Yeah. It's the best part.
I think I'm going to have to rewatch Pee-wee's Big Adventure now.
I haven't seen that in forever. How about?
Have you seen the new one that was out on Netflix like 2 years ago? It was
really good. And listen, I have to tell y'all, seriously, y'all have been like the best group ever. I mean, no, I'm serious. Y'all have been so good. Any questions?
When do we get to see the basement?
I have a question. The basement. And remember that the best part, what people don't realize about Pee-wee, that movie, in that scene, whenever Pee-wee asks to see the basement, and she goes, "Well, everybody knows there's no basement in the Alamo,
sweetheart."
And everyone starts laughing. Okay, look, there's a kid in this scene, and he's looking at him and pointing. he's laughing and pointing or something like that. I forget. It's like the best part. To me, I almost go, I've seen it so many times. Like by the fifth time, I'm like, oh my God, there's a kid who's right in front of Pee-wee and he's like all up in his business. It's the best part.
I don't even know the kid.
I know. No. It's just like this little bratty kid. He's just like, you know, just jumping on the bandwagon and making fun of making fun of Pee-wee.
Poor Pee-wee.
Oh, poor Pee-wee.
I'm going to that scene.
Yeah, go to the, it's right when he asks about the alum, the basement, and she says, do you have the part where she says, seriously, folks, y'all have been the best. I love that part.
The Alamo.
I got to stop the thing again.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest groups I have ever worked with, really. Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Okay, where's the kid?
See the kid?
No.
Wait. Yeah, you will.
He took the picture.
Did you see him?
No.
Oh, he's right in the front.
With the blue shirt.
Tour, and I mean it. Y'all have been one of the greatest.
I didn't see the kid with the...
Yes.
Where's the basement?
Okay.
Excuse me?
The kid with the blue
Aren't
shirt.
See the basement?
I'm going to pause it.
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Okay, you got the one who takes a picture of him.
Oh, it's a kid. That's it. That's it. The kid takes a picture of him. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. All right. Yeah, it's a kid who takes a picture. That's even better than... He just takes a picture of him. Oh, my gosh. It's so great. That's so great. He just wants to keep... Just takes a picture of Pee-wee. This stupid Pee-wee. No basement in the Alamo.
No basement.
Golly, Pee-wee.
Sweetheart.
When he's driving the car and he's so excited.
When he gets in with the criminal guy.
Yeah, and he goes, hey, take the wheel. And he's like driving and he's like so excited. It's like he's like, I'm driving the car.
When he dresses up like the girl.
The girl to get to the
it's
thing.
It's such a Bugs Bunny movie.
Yeah, I know.
That's
no.
Exactly it.
Hi, how are you? Oh, man.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, and the guy always... That's like a classic move. Whenever they think a guy thinks a woman is attractive, the guy always puts his hat up, you know, and does that whole little, wow. Like nobody does that.
No, but...
Oh, well, I'm too excited about it.
Well, I'm going to go home and watch a scary movie.
Man, home and watch Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Tell me what time you're going to be doing that. So
you'll be banging.
I know Patrick's not in here, but I've always wanted to scare him really bad.
I've always wanted to do the air horn thing.
In his car?
No, where you put the air horn, like he sits in one of those little office chairs.
Oh, yeah, you put it under
and you
his
have
chair.
The air horn, and you duct tape it under the chair, so when they sit and the chair goes down, it goes...
Mine
I've
is,
always wanted to do that.
My ideas are always so complex. Like, I want to have it staged where when he walks in, there's like two guys in, like no one's in here yet. And he walks in first in the morning. And he walks into the main studio in here. And there's like two guys with like TVs or something in their hands or something. And masks. And, you know, it's to see if he...
Oh, like, my gosh. Yeah,
that's Big D. You know, he did this before. There was a time back in the day when LSU had gone through a streak where they lost like four games in a row. Do you remember doing this?
No.
Yes. So we're like, oh, well, the problem is they feed Mike the Tiger, the mascot, a vegetarian diet. We need to give him a steak. Steak will help us win. You know, whatever. So Big D comes up with this plan to send Patrick down to the stadium to throw a stake into Mike the Tiger's cage.
Oh, yes.
And that's all great and all. It sounds fun. Well, the thing is, he also arranged with some of the guys at LSU to get some football players to be waiting for Patrick to accidentally see him.
And then run after him and chase him down and like threaten to beat him up.
One of the guys who ended up in the NFL actually... like knocked the phone out of Patrick's hand, slapped it out of his hand. It was all up in his face. What do you think you're doing? You know, whatever. Oh, it was great.
It was the best radio ever.
Patrick, I thought, was going to cry. He called us back like, guys, I can't do this. We're like, did you put the stake in? No, I didn't. I just can't. It was the worst.
That is so elaborate.
I felt bad for that one.
I've also thought of not for Patrick, but for some, maybe Patrick. Like where someone comes in and Bubba like shoots them, and then and like we tell, it's like a double whammy.
That never would go well, dude.
Where he, Bubba shoots the guy, and then the guy like falls in, you know, he's dead or whatever, and Patrick's freaking out.
Help me hide the body.
And and then Patrick like gets a gun and, I don't know, to where it's like someone, one of them doesn't, one of them thinks it's a joke, the other one doesn't know, and there's blanks in one gun and all the, Then I was like, you know what, maybe we shouldn't be joking around like that.
That's
because you know what? That's we're going to screw that up.
Yeah, Brandon Lee died on the set of The Crow because of stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, we're not going to do that.
Air horn.
Air horn on the chair. That's probably. That's our speed.
That should happen Monday. Patrick won't be listening to this, will he, between now and then?
No.
So we should be safe?
Yeah, because I'm uploading it, so he's not going to touch it.
Yeah. Don't say a word if you're listening to this. Do not say a word.
And he comes in, sits down. And he'll do the arm. He's an arm flailer.
He's just a body flailer.
Never seen a dude do that.
Dude, his feet might go up in the air.
He falls backwards. And then he'll hurt himself. And his thing, he'll hurt himself. Yes. And then he'll be mad. I heard my vertebra.
Then he'll own the company. Let's not do that. All right. The podcast sponsored by Match.com. Finding your very special someone just got easier, as we told you about at the beginning of the podcast. When you download the mobile app for Match.com, you can get your matches sent directly to your phone, and then that way you don't have to do a lot of work. It's just right there where you're at anyway. So go ahead and check it out. If you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free. All you have to do is go to match.com/Bubba, match.com/Bubba, and check it out today. Oh, you looked like you had some. No. You were looking, like I thought you were going to come back and go, I got to send a shout out or something.
No, I don't have a shout out. My dad used to say I would come in to like light a match, or light a candle. And I asked my dad, I go, Dad, I'm a little kid. I go, Dad, do you have a match? He'll go, Son, I haven't had a match since Superman died. And I would go,
a match, I get it.
And I'll go, a match, I get it. And I'd walk away. So every time I hear match, I think of, I haven't had a match since Superman died.
Thanks, Dad. I don't get it.
What? Like, you know, you met your match. You met your match. He's your match.
Superman's his.
Yeah.
I mean, that is right over.
That, and you know what? I'm sure
that was a
I'm
flyby.
Sure, it did, really?
Big D, the 7-year-old, I'm sure got it right away.
Yeah. Huh? What? Okay. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I blew on the thing.